Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on our trek to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16 tells us, "How much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver." Today is day 1606 of our trek, and it is time for another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote, along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from President Woodrow Wilson, and it is, "You are not merely here to make a living, you are here to enable the world to live more amply, with a greater vision, with a finer spirit of hope and achievement. You are here to enrich the world. You impoverish yourself if you forget this errand." So today's snippet will be, enable the world. It's probably always been the case throughout all of history, but it seems like we're living in a very selfish and self-centered world today. We're always looking out for number one, summed up with the favorite song, My Way, sung by Frank Sinatra in 1969. "I did it my way" seems to have become a mantra for many a self-made man or woman. This may come to a shock to most of us, but the universe does not circle around us. Even in our work, we are not just working for our benefit or working to survive. God did not create us to live for ourselves, but so that we can enable the world to live more abundantly. As a Christ follower and an image bearer of God, we are to provide the world with hope and achievement. We are to enrich others and prepare them for God's kingdom. If we live only for ourselves, then we do the world a disservice and are not fulfilling our high calling granted to us by God. It is the evil one who limits humankind's growth and advancement. Jesus instructs us in John chapter 10, verse 10, "The thief's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. My purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life." We make ourselves and all the world impoverished when we do not do our very best. Our best is to fulfill our God-given potential in our world. We are God's masterpiece. To live as if we were not is to deny the very power of God. We were created to live in Eden, and through the building of God's kingdom here on earth, God will restore Eden, where we will be serving with our sibling Jesus Christ, as was his original plan. God will merge heaven and earth, which has been planned since the very beginning of creation. God's plan may have been delayed slightly, but never canceled. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things he had planned for us long ago." As you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,605 daily treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster and Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.